Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm here today with Arun Taneja, the founder and consulting analyst with the Taneja Group. We are going to be talking about the global economy storage capacity and the issues relating to that. How are you, Arun? Thanks for being with us.
I'm quite well, Matt. Thank you. I'm looking forward to this.
And so my first question is, in your view, how are users dealing with growing data while budgets shrink? Are they adding capacity where they can, or are they learning to manage data better?
Well, I think, I'm finding that there's it's a combination of both. I think the word that describes the environment today, I think, is pragmatism. I think IT guys are getting very pragmatic about what they buy and what they do with what they have. They're trying to squeeze more out of what they have today. But that doesn't mean that they're not buying. They're continuing to buy, and contrary to the gloom and doom scenario that is being painted in the industry, mm-hmm. I'm finding that the IT folks, they still have a job to do, and they're certainly trying to squeeze more out of what they have. And certain technologies, that allow them to do that are getting very attractive to them. But at the same time, they're also continuing to buy. I do expect that, the growth in certain segments of the storage market will slow down. Particularly the very high-end systems, mm-hmm. Which is where the big cost per megabyte or cost per gigabyte is. They're certainly trying to reduce the requirements on that front. But they still have capacity needs, and while the economy is doing what it is doing, the data is not stopping. So mm-hmm. if anything, the data tsunami continues. I mean, I'm not expecting any reduction in the amount of data that is being generated, either by the, the internet-oriented companies. I mean, just imagine, the activity level on eBay and activity level on the e-commerce sites and all of that kind of stuff. I mean, that is going to continue. Yeah. So the data, the mountains of data that have been coming in, I don't see that, subsiding or even slowing down. It's what we do with it and how we deal with it. I think that's where the differences are coming in because of the economic situation and the budget pressures.
So what kinds of technologies do you see users adopting or do you think they should adopt to manage data growth with declining budgets?
So Beth, there's certain technologies that instantly come up to the top of the list. I expect that data deduplication technologies, which have particularly so far applied to the backup and the archiving side, mm-hmm. And backup side on the probably at the highest level, and then archiving. Is only now recently started to have data deduplication as become part of it. So that technology group as a whole, or call it capacity optimization, storage capacity optimization technologies, will have certainly started to play a role, and I expect that they're going to continue to play an accelerated role, if anything, in this economic time. And now keep in mind that we've been talking about data deduplication now for 5, 6, 7 years, but I think we have to keep in mind that the disk-based backup and archiving technologies are, relatively speaking, still very new. And if anything, the industry at large is only 5, maybe 6, maybe 7% penetrated. And so that whole environment, I don't see, taking any kind of hit. I think particularly in conjunction with data deduplication technologies, That area will continue to grow during this year and in the oncoming years. So that's one technology. I would also say that, let's broadly put it in, call it the tier two storage.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I expect that tier one storage, let's put all the, the big systems in that category, like the EMC Symmetrix, DMX, Tagma Store, and IBM Shark type of products. I'm finding that the customers are more inclined to find ways to move some of the data that's on those kinds of systems over to, let's just call them lesser systems.
Mm-hmm.
for the moment. And that would be your tier two storage, or for that matter, maybe it's tier three. I mean, so I'm putting the mid-tier storage, like the, like the Clarions and the EVAs, into the second tier category, and then a whole bunch of SATA-based product into let's call it third tier category, all primary storage. So I think what you're going to find is that customers are trying to move stuff from tier one to tier two, tier two to tier three, and therefore any technology that basically automates that migration. I think is going to do well. And once again, we're in the very early phases of using that type of technology.
Mm-hmm.
So expect something like that to be doing very well as well.
It's interesting because tiered storage has come up in conversations that I've had with users about this recently. Almost 100% of them mention that if they are going to expand, it's going to be in their tier two or three capacity. And some have also mentioned that with those technologies like SATA disks, you can get a 1 terabyte, a 1.5 terabyte, a 2 terabyte SATA disk now. And some of the users that I've spoken with recently have said, hey, we just put in a huge, spacious tier two system, and we should be all set through this year. And so I wonder if has Moore's Law finally caught up with data growth, or are they maybe underestimating how much data might still grow this year?
Yeah. No, I think that's a very relevant question, given that the capacities, 1 terabyte is, SATA disks are already here. They've been shipping now for a while, and 1.5 or 2 terabytes are around the, just around the corner. Yes, I think so the data growth continues. I mean, we've already mentioned that. We've already talked about that. So let's say that data growth continues at the 40 to 60 percent per year level. Well, the capacities, particularly in the SATA side of the world, are growing even faster than that. Platter density and so on and so forth, taking us from, I mean, look at how quickly we've gone from, like a few hundred gigabyte type of SATA drives to the 1 terabyte. It's all within the last 3 years that has happened. So that yes, I think the capacities are catching up with the data growth. However, I think what we also have to keep in mind is that the high capacity disk drives, the SATA disk drives, they can only do so much.
Mm.
And there's certainly technologies that squeeze more out of a SATA disk drive than perhaps the platter itself or the disk itself is capable of providing.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, there are some adjunct technologies that squeeze more out of those systems. And so clearly, those are going to prevail. They're going to be very attractive to people. But that doesn't take away from the requirement that the industry has for high performance disk systems. And those disk systems are not growing at the same rate in terms of density as the stuff that we're seeing on the SATA side. So I don't expect that the requirement on the high performance let's call it high performance, lower capacity disk drives will subside. Yes, I think there's going to be, they're going to try and push as much downstream as possible onto tier two, tier three. But that doesn't mean that the that tier one storage requirements will decline in a dramatic fashion, either from the capacity per disk drive perspective or from the application requirements. So I mean, look at what's happening with SSDs, for example. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had SSDs at the lunatic fringe of application requirements in the past. Well, part of that reason, the reason it was that way is not because there weren't applications that wanted more performance and more IOPS, for example, or more throughput. The issue was that the SSD technology was just way too expensive. So now that the SSD technology has actually come down significantly over the last, particularly over the last 2 years with flash SSDs, you're going to find that a lot of the fiber channel disk requirements and SAS disk requirements, I mean, they're going to be taken over by SSDs. So we're forming yet another tier, if you like, above tier one, call it tier zero, if you like. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the dynamics keep changing, but the amount of data coming down, it doesn't change. I mean, that continues. And also, and this is very important, many applications that have been crying for better performance, and they were, you know, at the end of the day, it becomes a balancing act between, hey, what do I need to do to make this application run at the optimum level? Well, maybe that's too much money. Well, then I'm gonna tune it down and keep the economics in balance. So, well, now with SSDs, that whole environment shifts one more time, and so the Wall Street guys, particularly the financial community, financial services community, and bio informatics community. And there's a bunch of other, applications in the healthcare side where the whole dynamics is shifting, and we're going to have a much larger SSD layer, play a role. And then for the next 2 or 3 years, it's going to go through another shift in equilibrium. And just as that happens, I'm sure something new is going to come in to change the environment again. I mean, that's the best part of what we do.
So what is your outlook for this year anyway with the economy? How do you think this will impact just sort of the financial state of the industry, and what do you expect to see happen this year?
I think there's a lag here, and the budgets for IT are just getting hit. Mm-hmm. So I do expect that there's going to be a downturn in the total purchases, if you like, and the total dollar amounts that the industry will produce. But I think within that there's going to be growth areas like the one we mentioned before, the data deduplication, even capacity optimization on primary storage, which is a brand new technology. And this data movement technologies for, you know, migrating data to lesser storage, all of those kind of technologies will grow within, you know, in this year, even though at the upper level, at the macro level, I do expect that there's going to be, 5 to 10% decline overall in 2009 over 2008.
Okay, well. Thank you very much for offering us your insights and for being with us.
You're quite welcome.